Yeah, all your cousins and aunts and uncles say, "Well, when are you gonna have a baby? When are you gonna have a baby?" And I was 18. 18. And I was married 5 years before we had any children. And that was in 47. It seems like I'll swear I carried my son 10 months because I kept going back to the doctor and saying, "Why? Why?" Well, that October day, we walked. Everybody walked. Nobody had a car, you know. And I was downtown to the doctor, and he told me to go buy a 2 ounce bottle of castor oil and gobble it down. And it worked. It worked. It induced labor. I didn't have any problems with my son. But 2 years later, my daughter, I had more problems with her. And my daughter was born in July, so it was hot. And I do remember many days putting a tub of water on the floor and putting your feet in the water because of the fact that you swelled, your feet swelled. So, And those days, nobody had air conditioning in your houses, you know. So you tried to get cool by putting your feet in the in the tub. It seemed like my belly didn't go back, you know. It was drooping over and it was so forth, and my back was killing me. And I have some Polish aunts, and they gave me this corset. It was yay big, you know, about this big. Strings like you see in the movies, you know, string, you pull the strings and you tighten the belt and so forth, and it was to wear this corset during pregnancy. And if you got too much here, you know, you could loosen it there and just by adjusting the strings or the straps. But it was a blessing because it kills your back. And especially if you are weak in your back anyways, you know, and your muscles are weak from childbirth. My husband got a call from Oklahoma that his father had just passed away and didn't want to go because I was late already for delivery. But I said, no, go because of the fact that you will see your child. We didn't know if it was boy or girl. Nobody knew nothing about that. But you won't see your father again. So he went there, and sure enough, that night, my mother came. I had known. I didn't realize it at the time until later. I told my mother, I said, "Something wrong with my corset." The child had dropped and it was loose. Wherever it was, I don't know. It was loose, and I said, "Tighten these straps up, you know." And then I realized, oh, it's because of the droppage of the child. But we were maybe 15 miles or something like that to the hospital. And of course, the labor was not too pleasant, you know, but it just seemed like a long ways. This town only had one hospital, and I don't remember going in or anything, but I do know that it's maybe 4 or 5 stories. And that you were put in with other women, not by yourself. And laying in bed, and the nurses come in. Of course, they'd shave you first, check your vitals. But remember being in the bed and hurting like heck. They knock us out, you know, at those days, they knock you out. That's how they did it. It's, I mean, so that's all blank. And you really didn't come out of it till you were in your own bed at the hospital, and the baby was somewhere else. You didn't see the baby right away, you know. I don't know how long it was, but in the movies, they put it on your chest right away, you know. None of that. So my husband was an only child and definitely did not want to raise an only child. So we were very fortunate that we got the second one. But I could never get pregnant after that.